Give it your thoughts on today's 2-1 win here at Windsor Park.
Pleased with 3 points. I thought we were so in control of the game, so dominant in the game. And somehow the disappointing thing is, the frustrating thing was that we let them back into it, especially in the last minute, because then you sort of run the risk of, you know, set play going against you, a decision by an official. But I thought we were so in control of the game. And as I said, the frustrating thing is we didn't go and get the third goal and basically kill the game off. So, but all in all, 3 points against one of your rivals. You know, Ballymena are a very good side, and I thought we dealt with their shape and formation pretty well, and their set plays, because they're a strong physical side who actually are good at playing. So we dealt with that, and we got the 3 points in the end.
Two good goals by Joel Cooper, pleasing as well.
Yeah, pleasing. Yeah, we give Joel a slightly different role today, him and Bastien. But again, Joel's, when he cuts in on his left foot, he's a threat, because technically he's very good. He hits it with good power. I know he scored a second one with a right foot again, which is pleasing. So two good goals. Joel has a decent record against Ballymena. I remember him scoring a good goal against Ballymena here last year. So pleasing that Joel's back on the score sheet.
A lot of strength and depth and flexibility and versatility in this squad. No Niall Quinn today.
Yeah.
So, you know, late changes in the team shape and the formation.
Yeah, late changes. Again, disappointing that we had to do without Niall. But again, we changed formation. We matched up Ballymena. And again, the good things, especially from the players' point of view, is they proved, and they proved last year at times when we played a back three, that they're capable of adapting to a different formation when it's thrown on them. There's been times this year when we've been chasing games where we went to a back three, so the players are well accustomed to playing in a back three. And I thought, as I say, our shape and formation, the way we went about the game today, gave us a platform to score a couple of goals.
Great to see Jordan Stewart back in the match they scored too.
Is he still down there? great to see Jordan back. As I say, Jordan's a match winner on his day. He's as good as any of the other players in the division when he's on it. And you know, we've missed people like Jordan, sort of Daniel Kearns at times, when you know you're hoping for a little bit more sort of quality, a wee bit more match winners at times when you're changing the game, when you're chasing the game. So all in all, pleasing to have Jordan back. He played 20-25 minutes, that'll help him, and maybe on Tuesday he'll get a few more minutes.
Tuesday night, Warren Point, it's a big game in the context of where we are in the league table, and Warren Point have taken points off us at this ground in recent years.
Yeah, they've proved difficult at times, and again I they will come, they'll be stubborn. It'll be the old line that they're probably nothing to fear, nothing to lose, and it'll be a free one them coming here, but we'll make life difficult for them, that's for sure, and we'll be on the front foot. They should be, because it's a game that when we're playing catch up on Tuesday night, I don't think any of the other teams are playing, so it's important that we on Tuesday look after ourselves and come away with an important 3 points on Saturday, on Tuesday.
Well done today, David, and goes without saying, massive 3 points Tuesday, and good luck for that one.
Cheers, Andy.